Welcome to This Week Inside the Barn with me, Brian Ulmer. Hope you're enjoying the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend with your family and friends. This week, my guest is none other than Colorado State Senator Jerry Sonnenberg, and we'll be discussing several topics, so let's get right to it. First of all, Jerry, I understand you were in Washington, D.C. recently, and any talk or news in regards to what's happened with the Farm Bill during this lame duck session of Congress after the elections?
Well, it's good to talk to you, Brian, and yes, I was in Washington, D.C. I did some meetings regarding the election, and then also I had a couple conversations regarding the Farm Bill and where we stand on the Farm Bill. The hopes is that Republicans will go ahead and get the Farm Bill negotiated and accomplished during this session before the new Congress takes control. Either way, I would anticipate a Farm Bill in the near future. If they wait until after January, I think the Farm Bill takes a little different direction. And as people may or may not know, food stamps and those type of things are in the Farm Bill. And there has been, under the Republican negotiations, there has been some revamp of that, some accountability placed on those programs. And the worry is with Democrats in control of the House that they may swing that a little bit and take out some of that accountability for those welfare programs.
Should be a pretty busy lame duck session in Congress. You know, also hanging the balance, Jerry, is that United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, NAFTA 2.0, that still has to be ratified by Congress. Do you think they'll get that done in time?
Well, there's a good possibility that any of those things could end up not getting accomplished, depending on whether Majority Leader McConnell and the current leadership of the House are able to get together and move the ball forward. If they're not, then Majority Leader McConnell will be working with most likely Speaker Pelosi, although there is some battles going on who's going to be the Speaker of Congress now. So it's hard to tell, but if Republicans want to get something accomplished, they better get to work and get it accomplished.
I want to discuss with you the results of the election. On the national level, first of all, there was not quite that blue wave they were thinking of, but here in Colorado, that's not the case. It was a big blue wave.
Well, you're exactly right. And let me talk about the national side first. As it turned out, Republicans lost 252 state legislative seats. Interesting, because that's in comparison to 2014, which was the midterm election for Obama's second term, in which Republicans actually gained 306 seats in that midterm. And then the first midterm from President Obama's 2010, Republicans picked up 680 seats. So interestingly enough, I believe 61 or 62 of the state legislatures are still in Republican control, and I believe it was 67 before the midterm. Now, that means that five or six, and I don't remember the exact number, but five or six turned from Republican to Democrat during this midterm election. One of those indeed was Colorado, and Colorado felt the ramifications of a ton of money spent in Colorado. And it was interesting, you can break it down nationwide. Any state that voted for Trump maintained their Republican-controlled legislators. States like Colorado that voted for Hillary or Clinton, those were the states that actually lost one of their legislators. So interesting dynamic in how that turned, and the independent voter and how they weighed in. Very few states, however, had the money spent in them that Colorado did at the top of the ticket. And when a candidate spends between $20 and $30 million on a race, that buys down ticket races as well. So that kind of money, those kind of ads, from the top of the ticket, influence ads all the way down. And you can look at races like Secretary of State Wayne Williams, who is well loved throughout the state by both Democrats and Republicans. And because of that spending, people just went down the ticket, and if you had an R by your name, you didn't get it checked in those populated areas along the I-25 corridor. So that was challenging for Colorado. Colorado is going to have some different challenges over the next couple of years. We remember what happened after the 2012 election when Democrats took control of the House and the Senate and had control of the governor's office after the 2012 election in 2013. Democrats decided to go hog wild, thought they had a mandate, and they ended up national history of having recalls. So we'll see what happens. It'll be an interesting next couple of years in Colorado, and that probably leads us to the ballot initiatives and what could happen there.
There's much more of the interview with Colorado State Senator Jerry Sonnenberg coming up on This Week Inside the Barn. But first, these messages.
I want to protect my kids. Every mom does. So did you know that the gas we're all using puts dangerous toxic particles in the air? And that all of us, including our kids, are breathing this cancer-causing stuff? I just learned this. That's the bad news. The good news? American ethanol makes our air cleaner and healthier because it burns clean. And the more American ethanol we use, the less nasty stuff we breathe. And that's good for all of us, especially our kids.
Visit getbiofuel.com/Colorado.
Brought to you by the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee.
Sorting through the myths and misinformation to find facts about farming and food can be overwhelming. Colorado Farm Bureau has made the job easier for you by collecting credible answers to your most asked questions about food. Learn more about Colorado food and agriculture at mycoloradofood.com.
Do you dream of owning your first farm or ranch? With assistance from your local bank and the Colorado Ag Development Authority, your dream can become a reality. Visit your local banker, check us out at cadafarmloan.com, or call Jim Rubing at 303-815-9543 for details.